Hello
and
welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. What's up? Hello? Hello? David Rain?
Yes.
All right, hang on. I'm supposed to do a three-way call. We got Dave Ramsey, who's going to record a podcast with us.
Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, you remember him.
The Dave Ramsey?
No, not really. His name's Michael.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, Dave Ramsey. Okay, I wonder what he wants with our podcast.
We're going to talk about Financial Peace University. Hang on. I'm going to call him on three-way. Hey, welcome to the DD&D podcast, DimensionsAndDrags.com. So, we're going to talk about Financial Peace University. We got Dave Ramsey on the line.
No, you don't.
I also got my friend David Ray on the line, too.
I am not going to get into that particular lawsuit. No, he has millions of dollars to come after me, and I have like hundreds of pieces. No, I am not going to get into that particular lawsuit.
I hear you. No, we just like to joke around. Anyways, so rule number one for financial peace is do what the government does. Follow Uncle Sam's example.
Really?
Okay, you're smoking crack, and I'm going to talk to Johnny tomorrow to have you tested for drugs.
So we're supposed to print up a bunch of fake pieces of paper and have everybody accept them throughout the world, and if they don't, we shoot them?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. You're getting tested for drugs. Both of you tomorrow. Call Johnny.
I just have two questions. I mean, if that's...
Say
that's...
this. Wait. You're walking over my line now. Let's give some props to the guy calling in who knows what he's talking about. You should know this, Dave, because I trained you. Thank you. Now... And I also am one of the three people on this podcast who actually has a broadcasting license, who's done broadcasting professionally for 3 years in Houston, Texas, who knows what's going on. Now, are you guys ready to be schooled or not?
School us.
Okay. Number one. Okay. I met Dave through Sandbox Logistics, who's also based out of Houston, Texas. He was on my truck for roughly 2 days, I guess, a day and a half. He knew what he was doing, but he decided to stay on because he just loved punishment, and I decided to give it to him. So we both, both worked out. Number two, the reason I'm doing this now is because, I've been drinking, and it's my day off, so I can do that. And right now I'm trying to find my beer. Number three. And talking with Dave on his text for the past 20 minutes made me realize that he thinks he knows about finance. Oh, no. Anybody listening?
But you're fading out.
Yeah, I know. I have just got off a signal in my house. Okay. Dave hit me with a couple of misconceptions about finance. One of which is, I have this, and I have no choice on what to do. Yeah, well, Dave, yeah, you do. You said you had child support payments arrears?
Yeah. Well, I got...
Okay. Go ahead.
I got one more year to pay child support, basically, and then I got arrears after that, because I'm paying until it's 21.
Want to bet? I ask you that not because I'm trying to show off. It's because I'm about to show you the first misconception, okay? Okay. All child support payments are a mathematical equation. Okay? How many months in a year? 12, right?
Wow.
Everybody knows this. Okay? Let's say, I'm not going to get into your particular situation because we're not quite comfortable yet on this, but I'm going to throw some numbers out there, and you can extrapolate from them what I'm talking about. Okay? Let's say your child support payments are $250 a month. Oh, no, let's make it even easier. $200 a month. Okay? That's $2,400 in a year, right?
Right.
That's pretty easy. Now, the court doesn't care about you paying each month. They care about how much has paid. Huge difference in that matter, okay? I know what you make, Dave. I know you could pay that off in 3 months. No more, no less. Less if you really get aggressive. You can. Okay? A lot of this financial thing doesn't matter, you know, what type of formula or guidance you use. It boils down to math. If you satisfy the checkpoints with the courts, no one can argue with you. Simple as that. Okay? So if you don't mind me asking, how much do you owe in arrears?
My oldest, not too much, a couple grand, I think about five to be exact. And my youngest is probably closer to 20.
So,
I've been paying like $1,600 a month in child support. Now it's down closer to $1,000.
Okay, so what I'm trying to do is get totals, okay? And the reason I'm trying to get totals is, once again, I'm going to show you how you can get rid of this in a shorter time than you think. And then I'll go over all the steps. And the reason I'm going to go over all the steps is you're going to find out that you've been a slave to what's called the stupid tax for 45 years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
If you count what I have to pay, what I still have to pay, plus what I have in arrears, it's close to probably, say, $40,000.
$40,000.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, now I have some figures. And the difference between me and a lot of other people is I know, again, what you make, and I know your work ethic, and I know what you can make, okay?
Right.
You are willing to learn forklift, right?
I what?
You are willing to learn forklift, right?
Yeah, I did so well at it.
Okay. Hold on. You're trying to extrapolate. No worries. This is going to really look good on you in about 15 seconds. Just give me the time. You're willing to learn heavy haul, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're willing to learn front-end loader with fork attachment, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to be making $350 a day
Christmas. Yeah.
By Christmas, okay? You got to learn all this if you got to go through the sandbox steps. I get that, okay? I had to. You're going to. You're going to make it. So let's go ahead and at that point, let's even say I'm wrong on that. Let's back that down to $250 a day.
Okay.
$250 a day at 23 days is how much? Is someone on a calculator because I can't. I have my phone tied up. So 500.
5,750, I think. I don't know.
Okay, 5,700. That's just round numbers. Subtract 1,500 for taxes. That leaves $4,200, $2,100 a paycheck. Right?
Right.
Okay. Now, let's say you're going to go extravagant in your living. That's only going to cost $3,000 a month. That leaves how much?
I'll leave about $1,000 left over.
About $1,700, actually.
Okay.
Okay. Times 12 is, and then times 2 is going to end up, by the end of 2 years, you are out of arrears and out of child support payments. That's just off the top of my head.
Right.
And that, by the way, is in the extreme case that you are a loser. Now, here's how I define loser. Someone who doesn't get a raise in his entire working career. I have some news for you, dude. You're going to get a raise or two. So you'll be able to increase that and get out of debt even earlier. Okay?
Okay.
You know this. I know this. I worked with you. I taught you. I showed you what to look for. You're not a loser. You're going to make more money. You'll be out of this in 18 months without much effort. Now, if you put effort into it and really go on a beans and rice, rice and beans, scorched earth, no life whatsoever, you're out of this $40,000 out of it in a year, 12 months from right now. Now, what do you want to do?
So, well, obviously, I want to get that put behind me.
Okay. So, what is your motivation?
What is my motivation?
Exactly. No, I'm not telling you anything. Okay, I'm not sitting here promising you a magic carpet or promising you magical, unicorns showing up in your backyard, shooting rainbows out of their ass, whatever. Okay, I'm not promising you that. I am telling you, based on your own income, you can do this. Okay. And the reason I say this is because I have been through the Financial Peace University. Okay, Dave Ramsey sponsors it. He gives it to people all the time. Call onto a show, tell them your situation, tell them you're broke, and he'll probably give you one. Not to me, it's him, but, the chance
Dave
is there.
Dave Ramsey is great at getting people out of debt.
Exactly. You know why? Because debt is two things. One, your number one risk. Okay? If you have debt and you don't pay it, they use the courts to come after you. That's a risk, right?
Right.
Okay? Simple as that. Number two, if you have debt, it's taken away from you investing in your future. Now, you know, I'm talking to your broke Uncle Bob about how to handle money. Or do you want to listen to somebody who's worth about $350,000 right now as he's talking to you on this podcast on how to do it?
Right. Let's talk to broke Uncle Sam.
No, he can do don't even get me started on broke Uncle Sam. Seriously. No. Here's the funny part, okay? Both of you guys right now can look up and down your block, your road, whatever. Let's say you see 10 houses looking both directions. Five one way, five another, seven one way, three another, whatever. It doesn't matter. Seven of those people, those households, are living paycheck to paycheck with no plan for retirement. None.
That's probably safe to say about 99.9% of all Americans.
Exactly. Okay. You get the idea. Now, do you want to be normal? Which is what they are.
Hey, yeah, let's be normal.
Okay, you'll do it tomorrow. Or do you want to have $100,000 a month income? Tax free.
And I will tell
you both how to do it right now.
All right.
One, get out of debt. Number one, make sure your full wealth is taken care of. That is one, food, because you can't make money when you're hungry. Simple as that. Number two, transportation. You can't make money if you can't get to work, right?
Wow, I guess you made that free so far.
Okay. Okay. Three, shelter. It kind of sucks when rain's hitting your head trying to make money.
Right.
Okay. Four, basic utilities. Electricity to run the air conditioning in the summer. Gas to run the heat in the winter.
Right.
There it is.
I'm still working on the
floor. There's your four walls. Okay. Those are your four walls. And then, step one, if you get those taken care of, step one is save $1,000 for a very basic emergency fund. And I don't mean, oh, my God, it's time to get pizza emergency. No, I mean transmission falling out of a vehicle emergency. That's what I mean. Because if transmission falls out of a vehicle can get you to work, which means you can't work, which means you can't make money. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I used to have an emergency fund, but I don't anymore.
You need to fix that. Don't make me come to work and school you. I am 20 miles away. I will fix you.
Actually, okay. I got better than that. I had, I don't know, almost $10,000 emergency fund. But
okay. What do you have now?
Well, besides what my mortgage, I don't have any debt.
Okay, fix that.
Right, and then I've got...
Fix that.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about food, transportation, shelter, or utilities too much.
Okay, so what do you need to do now? Which is step number two.
Right.
List all of your debts, smallest to largest.
Right.
Make minimum payments on all the others except the smallest one. And what we're going to do, because we're not paying for extravagances right now, is we're going to attack that. Let's say, for instance, you have a $200 Home Depot card. That's, you know, just throw some numbers out there, okay? Now, number one, anything less than $500 is what we call a mosquito, okay? You smack it. It dies. It goes away.
Right.
So throw $200 at it. It's gone, okay? And then, all right, well, we look at our little list here, and we go to this $350 Lowe's card, for example. Okay. Well, we don't have that minimum payment on the Home Depot card anymore because, well, it's done. So we can sit there and take that minimum payment plus the minimum payment on the Lowe's card and pay it down until it's gone. See where I'm going with this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Now,
I did this right after I got married. I did this right after, and it worked very well.
Wait. Back up. You got married?
I did.
What were you thinking?
Get on me, so I'm not married anymore.
Good answer. Now, what you do is you list all these debts, smallest or largest, and you smack them. Meanwhile, you have no life. You're eating rice and beans and rice. You don't sit inside of a restaurant unless you're working there as an extra job to pay off all this debt, okay? The normal time to take care of this debt is about 2 years, to be fair, okay? There are some people with $7,500 in debt working the same job me and Dave do who can pay this off in two freaking months because of the job.
What you described, I learned before Dave Ramsey. I even heard of Dave Ramsey, but I used that very method because my wife and I were both very deep in debt. She had, I can't even name how much stuff. I went through her purse and I went through my billfold. I pulled out all the credit cards. I called all the companies and said, you are to accept no more charges. I want all these cards canceled. And if you can't cancel, at least do not accept any more charges on them. And I will pay them off promptly. And I went
Are you telling me you had some plastic surgery?
I did.
Oh, look at you. I'm listening to a weird person.
I went through, I stocked up all the stuff. And I started out with the smallest one. And by the time my son was born, 9 months after we got married, the only debts we had was the car payment and the house payment, and that was it.
Okay. Now understand. Now, in this, I want to use probably a trademark term and I want to give credit where credit's due, Dave Ramsey's term of debt snowball. The mortgage is not counted in the debt snowball. And there's a couple of reasons I think for that. Okay. Number one is it's usually a 15 or 30 year payment plan. And that's too big to, you know, throw on anybody, including the consumer debt. Number two, you are either paying rent or mortgage during this entire time anyway, so you might as well, you know, not stop what you're doing unless you don't like the house or whatever the excuse is. That's, you know, that's no big deal. So when it comes to the consumer debt, that's what it is: car loans, personal loans, credit cards. Home equity line or credit does fall into this, except in certain situations, okay? But for the most part, it's just, you know, what I like to call and what he likes to call stupid tax. So, anyway.
Well, I understand that it's very hard to get a home without a mortgage, but I respectfully disagree. It is part of the snowball.
Okay.
It requires a lot. It requires a lot more to not grab that part of the snowball.
Okay, I get that, but there are a couple of things you need to look at. Number one, how much is the mortgage?
Oh yeah.
Well, how much is it? I'm asking. How much was it?
Oh, that mortgage? Oh shoot, that's out in California. We ended up buying.
Oh crap.
We ended up buying another house. It was. The second house was 180. I ended up losing the first house because of I was in Vallejo and Mare Island closed and all the military moved out, and so rents went through the basement and I couldn't pay both mortgages, so I kept the one that housed us and let the other house go.
Now, remember when I said earlier in this podcast that debt equals risk?
Yep.
Now, what would have happened if you owned both houses
debt-free outright?
Okay,
yeah.
Exactly. Okay, see, that's the whole thing behind this is if you are debt-free, you walk up to a realtor and say, I want that house, here's the cash. The first thing they're going to do is drool. Because, well, they made a commission right then. Number two, they won't say anything for a good 5 or 10 seconds because they have no idea how to handle it. And number three, you have a house. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The first two things are kind of fun to watch. I do it occasionally just for kicks. Now when it comes to getting out of debt, and like I said before, Dave Ramsey will equate rent with mortgage. You have to live somewhere. Okay.
Yes.
And so you're either paying rent or paying mortgage. And then that's why he separates that from step number two and the debt snowball to step six, which I'll get into the 4, 5, and 6 minutes. Just because, again, it's that whole backflow of, hey, you have to pay something somewhere to live. Simple as that.
Well, yes, but that also can be avoided, but it requires a huge change in our society.
Okay, Okay, now I want to change a word for you. I want to change a word for you right now.
Okay.
Is it a change for society, or is it a change for you?
Well, it'd be a change for family.
Hold on. Yeah. Okay, fine. Change for the thought process of family. Okay. Dave Ramsey and myself are huge, huge proponents of the 100% down plan. My wife has a 2013 Chevrolet Avalanche because of the 100% down plan. I have a 2012 Chevrolet Silverado crew cab because of the 100% down plan.
Yeah, if you, for car payments, this is obvious for car payments. I mean, if you, typical car payments are 5-6 years now, I think.
No, you are dreaming, buddy.
Well, from what I've seen.
84-month average at an average payment of $506 a month.
For how many?
84 months.
How many years?
whatever 84 months is, which yeah. I do believe is 9 years at this point.
9 years now?
Or, yeah.
No, that sounds more like seven. Anyway, still, that's further.
No, either way.
That's further than.
I don't want to be in debt for 7 years, so that's my thing.
Okay. Well, okay. So if you pretend you're making payments on a car.
Oh, you're going to walk into one of my business
ideas. In half the time, you will have enough money to pay cash for that same car.
I disagree.
Well,
let's say it's 8 year, no 7 year, like you said. So you're saying within 3.5 years, which is 42 months? No. I say in 24 months, you'll have the money to walk on the lot and pay cash for it.
Maybe. I did my math for 5 years, and it worked out about two and a half years. You have enough money to start. And before you even had enough money to pay for the car, if you walk into the dealership with that wad of money in your hand and set it down in the middle of the table.
Keep going. You're going to put it on the floor.
They are not going to let you leave without a car.
Exactly.
Because
they know they have their sales commission right there, cash. Yeah. It's the biggest adage of all time. Cash talks. We know what else walks.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, that is exactly how it works. Okay. I bought a $125,000 house for $81,000. You know why?
Because you paid 100% off.
I have the cash.
Yeah.
I paid $31,000 for a $35,000 pickup. You know why?
Because you have the cash.
Exactly, and I did not buy new. The biggest misconception of millionaires is they buy new vehicles. No. 90% way over. Okay. I get that. Way over 90% of all millionaires. I'm talking about net worth, okay, of $1 million to $1.5 million, okay? They walk around with cash in their pockets all the time. It doesn't matter. 90% of them walk around and drive around in vehicles 1 year or 2 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? 98%.
You've lost half the value right there.
As soon as you hear the first bump when you drive off the lot, you've lost roughly $6,000 in equity on that car. As soon as you hit the bump to hit the street and turn right or left, doesn't matter where the dealership
is.
You might as well take a $100 bill every week and throw it out the window for 4 years.
You know
what will happen? What's that?
My favorite car is around 89 Toyota Corolla or Camry.
Mine is an 85 K5 Blazer with a 540 engine in it and a T6 transmission. And you know what? I will pull every truck into my freaking lot right out of the parking space with it. And this is where Dave decides to start laughing because he knows I'll do it.
Yeah. I like the older Toyotas because they take a lot of it.
Remember the 22R engine?
No, I'm not much of a gearhead.
Seriously. Here we go, Dave. Start talking about the 22R engine. Go.
22 what?
The 22R Toyota engine.
22 what?
The 22R Romeo.
Oh.
Yeah, that thing. The one with the four cylinders? Yeah, that.
I have no idea. I'm not a motorhead.
Oh, here we go. Boy, your co-host just set you up big time on that one. Anyway, the 22R engine has only outlasted, only one engine has outlasted it, and that is the Slant 6 by Dodge back in the early 70s.
Okay, so the third longest would be the four cylinder that or the six cylinder that I got in my Dodge Dakota.
Wait a minute. What year Dodge?
93. That son of a gun takes a licking and keeps on ticking, I tell you what.
Okay, well, two things. One, make sure it's on a slant six, because then it's the number one engine. And number two, check your transmission, because it's about to go.
Well, the transmission in the automatic is not as good as the transmission in the standard.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. But anyway.
We've gone over the first two steps. The number three step is save 3 to 6 months of expenditures and a savings account. This is where I kind of screwed up. I don't have 6 months of expenses in an account. I have 6 months of salary in an account. Oops. So, you know, any emergency come up, bring it, buddy. I got you covered. Okay? But usually,
6 months of salary is better than 6 months of expenses. If
you are correct, but then you're missing out on step 4, 5, and 6, which I kind of took the hit because as... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's a similar instruction to another guru I listen to. He runs a podcast called the Survival Podcast.
Okay.
And he listed off basically the four things you said take care of first also.
Mm-hmm.
But he talked about setting aside food. All right. If you've got a good supply, a 1 year supply of food sitting at home, and you lose your job, and you've got all your debts paid off, you've got your home, your shelter, your food, all that taken care of, you can take your time looking for your next job. You're
okay,
talking about
can I go
about 3 to 6 months worth of funds?
Mm-hmm.
That's a similar concept.
Maybe, except if I may ask the permission of the host for a second, can I go biblical?
Sure.
Okay. A wise man has choice meat. And drink.
Okay, say that again because you fade in the middle of it.
I get that. A wise man has choice food and drink in his stocks. Only a fool consumes everything he has.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay.
And we live surrounded by a nation of fools.
Dude, I think that I think I'm their mayor. Okay. But anyway, the big thing is conservatism. I mean, you know, don't waste everything you get because you may not be there tomorrow. So that's why you have the, you know, get rid of all your debt and then turn around and have your 6 months of expenditures saved for a rainy day. Your grandmother said this. I'm saying this because the difference is I have all my teeth. So.
You have all your teeth?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I wanted to make sure I heard you right.
Yeah, I get that. Now, step 4, 5, and 6, and this might come into Dave's purview a little bit, especially step 5, are done at the same time. 4 is 15% of your income goes towards retirement, okay? Now, a lot of people will say contribute to your 401k, whatever. I disagree with that. The reason is if you change jobs, you have to wait at least 6 months to participate in another 401k, where if you go with a good investment broker in a Roth IRA, it follows you wherever it goes, okay? Plus, the 401k may only give you 10 choices where the broker will give you 100 choices. And
Ramsey basically says the same thing, except Ramsey says do both.
And that's why
basically do the 401k up to what they will match.
Right.
The rest into other.
And that's why. Okay, and again, that's where I differ a little bit. And the reason is, Dave, let's face it, we're in the oil field, okay? It goes up, it goes down. There's a very good chance in 3 years me and you are looking for another job, okay?
Right.
just because, you know, it's just the nature of the business. So why sit there and go to another job and wait 6 months to a year to participate in another 401k when you can go on freaking E-Trade, do 15 minutes worth of research, find good growth mutual funds that do 10% or better in four categories, growth and income, aggressive growth, and obviously the foreign exchange student, the international, all doing 10% or more, and it doesn't matter what job you're at, you're still contributing to it all the time. That is where I do differ a little bit with Dave Ramsey.
Right. Okay.
It
yeah,
does
I do
that.
That as well.
Okay, exactly. Okay, now, I also differ in Dave Ramsey in another area, which is health insurance, okay? I showed Dave this, and I'll talk to you now about it. If you find your own insurance, and I can recommend one really good one, if you're willing to actually, if you're willing to budget your own money, okay, which is that's what all this is about anyway. If you're willing to budget your money, you're going to be set. It is Affordable Care Act approved. You won't have any penalties, and it's a whole lot cheaper. It's called Co-op Insurance. Okay, Christian Healthcare Ministries is one of them. There's several others out there. I go through CKGM, so that's why. I pay $450 for a family with a $500 deductible. You're not going to find much better rates on that. If you
yeah, what if you don't go to the doctor?
Do what?
What if you don't go to the doctor? What if you don't believe in the doctors?
Then you will, A, not get fined by Uncle Sam, and you're only paying $7,200 a year for insurance versus Sandbox Logistics at $1,300 a month. Do the math.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to pay the...
That's what I thought. Next question. Okay.
That applies to him because he's in a position where he must follow the system.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He is a father in the middle of a divorce mess. I am the husband of a wife who is in the middle of a continual divorce mess. Okay? I shut the judge up in 15 seconds when I presented my stepson's health care to that judge right after her ex-husband said, no, I can't cover him right now at $450 a month for all three of us. So he is not in that situation. Remember what I said earlier about fatalistic thought processes. There's always another option. If you spend more than 15 minutes thinking about it, you will find one. And the step five, by the way, is going to help Dave even more. He just doesn't know it yet. I don't know about the other guy. I don't know your situation, but I hope you're listening because, yeah, I may help you too. I'm good at that. Okay? Now, let's say it's, now the insurance I have is 100% huge. Okay, I'm covered for everything per incident. Now, if you have a continual thing, say high blood pressure, or well, you're nuts and need psychiatric drugs, call your pharmacy. And first thing you do, ask how much cash price it is for your prescriptions. You are going to be shocked. How do I know this? I know. Because I did it. My wife is nuts. Guess
but what if you don't take prescriptions?
Then you know what? You just save yourself $120 a year.
There you go.
Now shut up and pay attention. Because not everyone's like you.
Okay, so you're paying $500 a month for insurance. That's mm-hmm. for family. What if you? How much is it for individual?
I have the gold, which is okay. What I have is the gold level, which is $150 per month per unit, which is per individual. Okay, that's the gold. Which if you pay just the premium itself, is I think $125,000 per incident coverage. Now, if you add $75 a quarter, not a month, a quarter, divide that up, it's $25 extra, so $175 a month per unit will give you unlimited coverage. I am not kidding you. Look it up. www.chministries.com. Look it up.
Well, I don't really need all that much coverage. I just need to keep the terrorists off my back in the federal government because I have to subscribe to sick care when I actually don't participate
right.
in it.
That's what I was talking
about. I get that.
The system.
Okay, fine. Well, okay, there's three levels to it, okay? Do your research on it. I'm not going to get into it, really, because I have three more steps to cover, and one of which is going to apply to Dave, and if he does it right and listens to some wisdom, it's going to get him out of half of the arrears he's dealing with. Do I have your attention?
You have my attention.
Okay.
Be honest, because we're both Dave.
Yeah.
Then it applies to both of you. Do you have to make this complicated any more than it already is? Really? Ugh. Anyway, step five, are you listening? Dave's?
Yes.
Dave's.
529 plan for college tuition. Okay? This is how you avoid having your kids deal with Sally Mae in their house. Okay, you either cash flow or 529 plan your kids' college plan. Now, Dave, if you're smart, what you'll do when your kids are old or college age, you will have them go to college, live in the dorms, which means the 529 plan will take care of their lodging and food and college, and you don't have to pay any more freaking child support. Duh.
Okay, well, I'm sure David has something to say about college.
I'll hold it because he's talking about financial stuff, not education.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Watch what happens. I'm about to school you two.
Okay.
Remember, I have a Bachelor's of Arts in Broadcasting, and I don't adhere to the liberal agenda. Go.
Well, having hired people with college educations and high school or grade school dropouts and having found no significant difference between the two, throwing degrees at me does not really impress me. It's seeing how you act and how you behave and how you perform. All right.
Okay.
That's what impresses me.
Oh, but hey,
yeah.
You know what?
You know,
I've dealt with a bunch of privileged and snowflakes for my entire life. And I have found that I'm a really good melter of snowflakes. And I have learned that if you do not earn what you do, I don't want to deal with you.
Right.
Yeah, the thing of it is we don't subscribe to Uncle Sam's education system either.
Okay, so you're telling me that the okay. I'm about to make this simple for you. Okay, so you don't subscribe to the student loan system.
Nope.
Well, definitely not that.
Hold on. I'm leading you into something here. It's going to be simple. Just let me do it. I'm cool like this. So you think that the student loan system is squirrely?
Oh, definitely.
Then drop the squirrel. All
right.
Get the 529 plan. Pay for it in cash.
So, of course.
Sally Mae, That way Sally Mae and is servicing all the loans this week, I guess. They move it every week. Are out of your house before you even start. That's how you do it.
Yeah, we're talking about the college system, too. Okay. We don't, you know, well, we'd have to find a college system that doesn't brainwash your children into...
Okay. You do
Everybody is teaching your children so that they won't be brainwashed in the first place.
Thank you. I was about to say that. I was afraid I was going to offend you. Okay, I'm totally wrong on that. I was afraid I was going to offend you. I was kind of hoping I would offend you on that. But I guess I can't. Now, if you are good enough parents and believing in the conservative belief, which is less government, more free thinking, I know it's a sin. Yeah? It's a federal law. You don't think you like that. You subscribe to what they do, get your happy ass in debt for 20 freaking years, and everything new, wrong, forget it, nice try. I paid for college 100% from the military, and I got at this point, very useless degree, because it's broadcasting
it's
a truck now. So, anyway,
well,
my choice from others.
The degree may not have been useless. I've noticed a lot of employers, they don't really care what you've got your degree in, but the fact that you've got a degree gives you a foot in the door. They don't care.
You are right. Allow me to add to that, please.
Yeah.
Okay? If you go into the ER leaking blood, saying, hey, this is not right, are you going to ask where the doctor got his degree from?
Probably.
No, you're going to ask, can you stop this leak? Okay?
Yeah.
You are 100% right on that, okay? Now, that is a stigma. Oh, look at me. I went to the Wharton business. Okay, well, so did Bernie Madoff. And, well, we see where he's at. Simple as that. Okay? Sounds like you guys have very conservative leanings. Not so, you're either conservative or libertarian, which could be both. Which is great.
But
and
conservative on this hippie farm that we've, where we raise all these hippies and send off to California.
Okay, conservative hippies. I just exploded. I'm not sure how to handle that. But anyway, well, I kind of have an idea. I've dealt with Dave for 2 days, and well, I'm still alive, so I guess I have an idea. So, anyway, step five is the college plan, obviously, be a parent and say, listen, little snowflake, you're going to get a freaking degree in something that's marketable, not something like left-handed puppetry or German polka history music.
Right.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Marketable degree.
People just care that you got a degree. They don't really care what you got a degree in.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, okay, here's the thing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Step number five is basically provide for your children's education.
Correct. Which is Y29 or an ESA.
We're basically arguing about the details of that, not the actual concept. All right?
Yeah,
I agree with you 100%. You provide for your children's education as best you can.
And you do not ask Uncle Sam to make your children slaves to the lender, pardon. Because in Proverbs, I'm going biblical again, not asking this, I'm doing it. Proverbs says the borrower is slave to the lender. And
oh, yeah.
That applies to both step two and step five.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Uncle Sam is deep in debt. Who's he slave to?
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's fine.
I'll skip that. Let's keep on possible.
Okay, so we're agreed in step five, which is get your kids educated without Uncle Sam's intervention. Okay, step six is any extra cash is thrown at the mortgage. So that way, and usually on the average, the mortgage is paid off in 7 years. Okay, at that point is step seven, and that is contribute as much as you can to retirements, whether it be mutual funds, Roth IRAs, whatever, and live like no one else. So later on, you can live and to give like no one else. Here's a challenge I have for everybody listening, including you two. Okay?
All right.
And I want to give you some numbers to figure on, okay? $58 billion last year was given out in humanitarian aid by the government. Okay?
It was right.
2016. $395 billion was given out in humanitarian aid by private parties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Those two. Let's make the government irrelevant by adding $185 a year to pay the government's portion of that $58 billion.
Well, you know, as far as Christ's teachings that we're supposed to live by faith, hope, and charity, that involves us doing those things that we keep saying is the government's job. We're supposed to take
care
of all.
It is not. It is not the government's job.
No, it's not.
To protect us.
That we say it is. Not me saying it, not Cana saying it, not you saying it, but throughout the world, people say, oh, that's the government's job, all right?
No, it's not.
It's not.
Yeah, I agree.
Christianity
yeah.
doesn't have any okay. job that you didn't hand over to it.
Exactly. We do not give the government one more ounce of power than we already give it, okay?
Yeah.
So let's do what Dave Ramsey says. And if you go on YouTube and do a little bit of research, you'll find where he says it. Let's make the government irrelevant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I think he said that no more than a month ago. So YouTube search, do have at it. Okay. Yes, I am a big proponent of the Dave Ramsey solution. He is the one that got me out of freaking debt. He is the one that got me to $400,000 net worth. Right. On my way to $12 million. Now I want you to put this in perspective. I am 45 years old. Okay. I already have a net worth of $400,000. Than Roth IRAs. I'm just chunking money out of that thing like I'm a madman. By the time I'm 60 years old, when I can start withdrawing off of that, I will retire. It will have $12 million in it. That 10% comeback is $1.2 million a year, which is $100,000 a month. Who in hell is going to spend $100,000 a month tax-free? That is the benefit of the Roth IRA. And all you got to do is make the conscious effort to contribute. Now, I have two very personal questions, one to each. Kano, how old are you?
43.
You will be worth, if you do everything I say, or Dave Ramsey says, I'm just parroting him, you'll be worth $1.2 million at age 60, which will give you $120,000 a year tax free, which will give you $10,000 a month. You, sir, I don't even really know your name. That's cool.
David.
What's your age?
Well, you, Dave, beginning.
What's your age?
Again?
What?
Uh-oh.
We successfully talked each other.
That happened. How old are you?
I have no idea.
You don't have no
idea. I knew it.
I am going to say you're the same age as he is. Guess what? You will still have an income of $10,000 a month tax-free if you're 43 years of age, if you get rid of your debt. In 2 years. Because see, Kano has 2 years to get rid of his debt. I've already showed how he can do it.
I don't have any debt. Well, I have debt directly because I'm living on the land that Kano is buying with a mortgage.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, so So I have debt indirectly. It would be nice to make that go away.
Then work like a madman. Have no life. Rice and beans and rice. Kano has realized how easy it is to live once you live debt free. What did you eat for the first day, Kano?
Pizza!
You know why? I had it. I could afford it. I had absolutely no problem. Now, Kano, what did you eat the second night?
Burgers and ice cream.
See? You know why? Oh, my God. Okay, I got to go. My wife's on the press.
All right. It's a pleasure talking to you. I got some questions for you, though.
Okay.
Right. Are you going to give this service out to others professionally, and do you want them to contact you, or is this just...
Contact Dave Ramsey.
The information.
Contact Dave Ramsey at www.daveramsey.com.
There you go.
Okay. I got to go. I got a wife to go bone. It is Call of Booty time for me.
10-4.
All right.
Take care of yourself, Kano. I'll see you Monday night, man.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. This has been an emergency broadcast of the DD&D Demented Dungeons & Dragons system. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, our podcast is normally Saturday night, but we just had I wouldn't call it an emergency podcast, but it was a spur of the moment podcast.
It was a podcast of opportunity.
There you go. Yeah, I'm just sitting here waiting to get loaded, and he texted me. He goes, and because I thought he was talking about work, you know. Let's see here. Oh yeah, earlier a guy quit because he wouldn't download an app for the company. Because we got this new app that we had to do, and it's kind of a pain because it takes up memory on your phone, and it wants to access all your data, blah, blah, blah.
So you buy a phone specifically for that service.
Right. Well, so I texted him earlier today and says, did you know, I call him Sparky. That's not his real name. So I said, did you know Sparky got fired because he wouldn't download that app? He's like, what? I said, yeah, he just came in and turned in his gear, told me himself.
Yeah, if it's important enough to not have it on your personal phone, then go buy a phone specifically for work and use it as a tax deduction.
Right. I said he didn't want to grant them access to his phone, and he didn't want to go buy another phone, and they wouldn't buy him another phone, so they let him go. Then he asked, is his parents cousins? ?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
He asked, is his parents cousins?
Ouch.
Right, well, so I said LOL.
He's actually a little bit smarter than the typical American, but he didn't take it all the way. You know, you buy another phone. You just do that. It's not that bad an investment, and you write it off because it is purely a business line at that point. And only use
exactly.
It because of that.
Well, yeah, and he could have just done what I did, you know, and that's what I said next. I said, I suggested he just go get a $30 Walmart phone and use the Wi-Fi to work the app. But he said he shouldn't have to pay to work here.
Well, he's right. He shouldn't have to pay to work there, but he buys gas every day to get himself to work, does he not?
Correct.
Okay. And he does wear and tear on his own vehicle in order to get to work, right?
Correct.
And he wears out his clothing that's on his body when he goes to work, does he not?
with the exception of the FR clothes that they provided, yes.
But, yeah, you know, but they don't provide socks and underwear and whatever. But anyway, but, you know.
Right, we had to buy our own.
Expenses that come out of his pocket for his own personal use just so he can show up to work. I mean, honestly, I used to commute 1 hour to 2 hours every day to get to work and the same to get back home. You know, that's a huge investment in working, and most Americans don't think nothing of it. Right, it's like, what,
right.
We should do that?
And then they'll throw a fit over a $30 phone.
And but, you know, he was right. They shouldn't be intruding on his own personal equipment, but all the same, you know, you pick and choose your battles.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I said, you know, maybe I should suggest that the company provides cheap smartphones for that reason, but they probably won't.
Yeah. And here I am saying you got to pick your battles, you know, over that thing. I basically went the route he did.
Right.
But so I did it with my eyes wide open, knowing what I'm doing. Whereas he's going to have to go out and find another job, which he'll probably find in the same industry. And the next employer will probably ask him the same stupid thing, and he'll have to make a choice again.
Right. Well, yeah, because the last company I worked for, I had to download an app called Cam Scanner in order to do that job, which was no big deal because I already had it on my phone and already had been using it for almost a year, so it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah,
but,
you might find that you like the app so much you might put it on your personal phone, but, you know, hey.
Yeah, I'm actually getting to the point to where I'm thinking we should all buy a separate smartphone just for the gadgets and not put any of that crap on our personal phone. Any of it.
Wow. Huh. Okay, my next investment is one of your cheap $30 phones. 25 if I'm lucky.
Right. Then you don't have to allow them any app, any access to any of your personal crap.
Oh, that's hilarious. You went looking for a $30 phone, and they didn't have it. So you bought the $25 phone instead.
True that.
And you got at least two couples busily looking over the phones right after this. Like, $25 phones? They got $25 phones?
Yeah.
And smart. Yeah, you just have to look. Don't buy the one you see advertised on the TV. Look for the ones that are available. That, you know, jeez.
Yeah, and I'm actually wishing I bought the $50 one because the screen's bigger, but that's okay. I'll do that later when I got more money.
Well, that goes back to the new car thing. I've got some friends that bought... shoot, I forget what they're called. I'm holding one right now. Samsung Galaxy. They got the latest one, Galaxy 8, 9, or 10. I don't know. I don't know what the number is. It's way up there. I'm talking to you on a 4.
I got a 5.
I'm talking to you on a 4 because the 4 was cheap. And honestly, I don't think it really does anything that different than the 8, 9, or 10, whatever is the top right now. Okay, I think it's an 8.
Yeah, it don't. I think the top right now is whatever it is. It's because it might have more memory. The one I'm looking at possibly maybe upgrading to in the near future, but not tomorrow.
Right.
Or maybe, I don't know, because I do got to get that app is bogging down this phone. But, it's got 32 gig hard drive, where this phone's only got an 8 gig hard drive.
Okay, I stand corrected. There is something that their phone does that this phone does not do. Okay,
what?
Their phone, if you set it so you're looking at the side of the phone, you can actually see part of the screen.
Oh, it's got that curved screen. Well,
it's like So?
I don't like that because that's a privacy issue. I mean, then people can actually see what you're doing.
Okay, good point, good point.
Unless you're in a relationship, then it's probably good because then your partner can't hide shit from you.
But, you know, with your point said, you probably wouldn't want to invest the extra $700 to have that phone this year?
No, hell no. The one I'm actually looking at is only a $200 phone, and I'm trying to figure out how to get it cheaper. Because this phone here was a $200 phone, and I got it for $100. So if I could do that with this one, I'm going to try and do it with the next one.
Yeah. I got to admit, though, I do like the size of this screen, but honestly, for reading purposes, I need a screen about twice this size. You know,
you need a tablet.
Yeah, I need a tablet. I need a small tablet.
Right.
And, you know, and you know, one of my phones is basically a tablet because I have no phone service. You know,
that's basically what we were talking about. If you get a secondary phone, it'll basically just be a small tablet.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so anyway.
You know,
yeah, this guy, he was like, you know, whenever I was talking about, you know, the guy didn't want to invest in a $30 Walmart phone to put the app on. He goes, he makes $300 a day, and a $30 tax deduction should be a godsend. Yeah, you know, it's like.
So your friend said the same thing I said.
Yeah, basically. I said, I know. And then he says, oh, okay. And then it was quiet for like 2 hours. And then he says, do you know who to call when it comes to financial issues? Or you do know who to call when it comes to financial issues, right? And I thought he was talking about work, right? I said, no. He goes, really? And I said, Brian? He goes, me, dummy.
What?
And
yeah,
he goes,
financial advice from Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey does not have a good track record when it comes to financial advice concerning investment. All right.
Yeah. Well, most everything that he said, I went through the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University, and I've actually been listening to the MP3s the last couple of days, and pretty much everything he said is Dave Ramsey down the line, I mean, with his own alteration.
The get-out-of-debt stuff that Dave Ramsey puts out, right on the money. I would still throw the house into the snowball, but, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay, if you look at my only two debts, child support and the mortgage, child support does not have an interest. The mortgage does. So it'd be in my best interest to get rid of the mortgage first, not the child support.
Yes and no. Which is bigger?
They're both about the same.
Okay. I guess I have to agree with you. But which one's eating up more money per month?
Per month?
Yeah.
They're both about the same.
Really?
Well, actually, I take that back. Child support's about $800 a month right now. But that's because I'm not strictly paying on arrears. I'm paying my arrears plus I got one more year to pay on my youngest. But ideally, you know, you want to get rid of the one that has the most interest.
Well,
you know.
Yes. And that's what I'm kind of getting at, because if they're about the same amount, but the child support's eating up more per month, getting rid of it would free you up to get rid of the other faster.
Perhaps.
You have to consider it. You know. But if there's no interest on it, you know, you're right. You could blow it off until you've got everything else taken care of. Because interest is basically feeding a nothing.
Exactly. Basically right now I'm paying about $800 a month in child support or $900. It's just shy of $1,000.
Yeah, which interest is not being productive to you.
So. Right. So, and that, it was just over, it was like $1,600 and it dropped down to like $1,400 and it was like $1,100 and now it's like $800 or $900. So I'm almost done. And the closer I get to the end, the cheaper it's going to get as far as, you know, my monthly payments.
Yeah.
But so I'm not so much worried about that. I mean, the only interest that I have is the fact that I'm still paying for one more year.
Okay.
My youngest is 21.
My phone battery is down to 19%. I'm going to probably disappear suddenly.
Okay.
And I'd kind of like to be able to call somebody tomorrow morning, but let's give the contact information for how to get a hold of us, you know, how to join in on the podcast. Obviously, one method is to grab one of us physically and say, hey, I got some information to relay.
Yeah. Go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, and you'll see our schedule. Basically, it's Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time. And 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So as of November 5th, we go to Central Standard Time. So we'll be Saturday night at 7 come November.
So basically, we broadcast at the same time every day, of every week, but the clocks change on you.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 515-604-9926. Again, that's 515-604-9926. Extension 128374. Again, that's 128374. You can again find all those details at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Right, and if you ask us during a podcast, we can tell you how to automate that into your phone dialing. But
anyway. I just put two commas in between the two numbers.
Well, it depends on people's phones. Sometimes it's a P instead of a comma.
Correct.
Just go figure. And somebody might have a phone where it's something else entirely different. Anyway,
yeah,
I am now down to 17%. That's 2% lower than what I reported to you earlier. So. So long, farewell, alvita, saying goodbye.
Yeah, I got the disclaimer on my thumb drive, so I'll play that as our closing announcement after you go ahead and get off the line and call it a night.
Go ahead and do that. Thank you for listening, folks.
Actually, I shouldn't do it this way. What? Oh, okay. All right, David's gone. So, let me turn the lights on here. I'm still waiting on a freaking load. I've been here since 5 o'clock waiting on a freaking load. I texted them. I texted them at 8 o'clock. Says, got a load yet? And they texted me right back saying, you're next up. It's now 10 o'clock. Anyways. So yeah, Michael. Said, I can do the whole podcast on financial independence. I said, cool. Saturday night, 8 p.m., happy face. Gave him the phone number and the web address. He goes, really? Your listenership will probably drop with what I have to say. I said, LOL. Step one, stop spending money, happy face. He goes, wrong. Step one is quit acquiring debt. I said, Chinese proverb. Making money is like digging with a nail, while spending money is like pouring water over the sand. Yes, true. Forgot about that one. You know, quit acquiring debt. He goes, I'm not Chinese. Step one is the four walls, food, transportation, shelter, and basic utilities, in that order. I said, everyone is following Uncle Sam's example. Very bad role model, if you ask me. He said, oh yeah, Uncle Sam. We know how good he is with money. So I said, step one, grow your own food, happy face. He said, wrong. Well, because he said step one is four walls, food, transportation, shelter, and utilities. I said, well, you said food was first. It's cheaper to grow it than it is to buy it. He goes, yes, buy your food for now. It will take too long for it to grow before you starve. I was like, have thumbs up. Buy and grow your own food. So step one is buy and grow your own food. Step two is provide, you know, get your own transportation. And don't, you know, buy a $30,000 vehicle where you're going to be in debt with your transportation. I have two Dodge Dakotas. I paid $5,000 for the first one. I paid $2,500 for the second one. I just bought the second one. The first one I bought a long time ago, but I bought it on payments. I used to have like $200-$400 cars. You can get something cheap. It's tons cheaper to buy something used and fix it up than it is to buy something new and make payments. One, the payments are less, even if you have to make payments, if you buy something used. Two, the taxes are cheaper, or as we call it, theft. The theft is cheaper. And three, the insurance is cheaper. And, of course, that's a scam, too. Hey, there's our elevator music. Okay, that's not the disclaimer. Anyhow, what was I saying? Okay, transportation. Get something cheap. There's no music on it either. What the hell? Well then, let me activate my internet. Go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. I'm on his $30 phone, so bear with me. It's going to take me a minute to find it. Okay, that stupid thing. His phone froze. Here we go. La 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 la. Clear all. Find a browser that works. Even though I hate Google. Nah, fuck Google. I'm clear all. Let's go to the standard issue browser again. See if we can get it to work. There we go. Demented Dungeons and Dragons. Ah, there it is. Demented Dungeons and Dragons. Of course, all it pulls up is Dungeons and Dragons stuff. Hey, it used Yahoo instead of Google. Oh, okay. A-N-D. Damn it. Select all. Cut. Go through browser. Select all. Paste. Take out the spaces. Stop. There we go. A N D dot com. Go. Yay, finally made it. Now I gotta find the disclaimer. Probably in the archives. Need to upload another disclaimer. Of course, I guess I can just read it to you. And basically, this is for entertainment purposes only. Educational and entertainment purposes only. Most of this is hearsay evidence. Not admissible in court because basically the courts do not accept hearsay evidence. They only accept first-hand knowledge. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence, and therefore you need to go and do your own homework. We're not encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical, de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, religious establishments, or anything of that matter. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. Under the new world order, rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, cure or treat any diseases. Yeah. The New World Order wants to be your God. And they're only allowed to band-aid your illnesses. You're not allowed to cure yourself. And you're not allowed to cure others. You're not allowed to help people. You know, the New World Order wants us all to be crabs in a box or a bucket. You ever put crabs in a bucket? They can't get out of the bucket. Because every time one crab tries to get out of the bucket, all the other crabs will pull it right back into the bucket. And that is what the New World Order wants, so they can control us, keep us inside the box. Blah, 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 blah. Cure, diagnose. We cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Well, your doctor doesn't want to cure you, and if they do, they don't know how. But, yeah, we can't cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your environment for that matter, and your body will cure itself. Man and or other animals. We are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is for certain humans made in God's image. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us. And basically, a lot of the laws that are written for man or other animals because they don't classify us as human beings. They classify us as animals, and therefore they have dominion over us, according to our own religion, a lot of us. Some people don't subscribe to Christianity or the whole God thing. They believe in plural gods. Which I'm not really sure which one's accurate. And people will say that I'm going to go to hell for that. But, you know, monotheism is only a couple hundred or, no, a couple thousand years old before monotheism was invented. polytheism was the dominant religion and the only religion on this planet for several thousand years, if not longer. We don't know how old this world is and how old our race is, if you will, and you can't be a racist against your own race because, I don't know, well, I guess you could be a racist against your own race, but white people cannot be racists against blacks, and blacks can't be racists against whites and Mexicans and all that stuff. Because we're all the same race. And we would, you know, for example, cats. You see all kinds of different colored cats. Well, you don't say that the white cat is a different race from a black cat. They're all cats. They're all the same race. And the reason they're all the same race is because they can interbreed. Well, you don't see cats interbreeding with dogs. So those are two separate races. Humans are all the same race. Because white people can interbreed with blacks and Mexicans and Jews and the whole nine yards. And vice versa, for that matter. So, how can we be racist against a different color of person who is of the same race? Doesn't make sense to me. You might be a colorist, but you're not a racist. Anyways, so, at that... Ah, to hell with it. Where's my thing? Here it is. I know I got the disclaimer on this thumb drive. I just gotta find it. Anywho, back to the text messaging. So, yeah, food, transportation, and then what was the other one? Shelter, yes. Provide shelter, whether it be, you know, a mobile home or, you know, whatever. Get something cheap. Don't go in debt. Don't go buy a $100,000 house when you know you cannot afford a $100,000 house. You know, it's just like my ex-wife. I did not want to buy more than a $50,000 house because I knew that, you know, her and I probably weren't going to be together forever. And when it all boils down to it, I'm going to be the one left making the payment. Past predicts future. So, I did not want to spend more than $50,000 because I knew that I couldn't afford more than $50,000 on my own. If you're going into a house together with a partner, don't look at it as, oh, what can we afford together? Look at it as, what can I afford, you know, or what can my partner afford if, say, I died or we broke up. You know, what can I afford by myself? And I just now got dispatched. So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I sat here for 5 hours, half of my shift almost, waiting for dispatch. Luckily, I get a base pay. I get paid like 130 something a day. So this load will just be on top of that. That'll make me, this load will make me, you know, bump my 130 something up to 200. And if I'm lucky, I'll get a second load in, and that'll bump me up to, say, 250. So, who knows? We'll see. 250, 275, maybe a little more. But nonetheless, I'll finish reading this. So, food, you know, provide, you know, figure out how to, you know, buy healthy food cheap and grow your own food as well. That way, because it's cheaper to grow it than it is to buy it. So, you know, all this people say it's expensive to eat healthy. Not if you grow it. So buy what you have to, buy some seeds, or buy food that has seeds, and then grow those seeds. buy an apple tree, buy a pear tree, buy, you know, buy a tree that's already old enough to produce fruit. Put that in the ground so that you have food growing in your backyard. You may not be able to turn your front yard into a food forest, but you can turn your backyard into a food forest. That's what I was doing when I lived in a city. Our front yard was for beautification. We were growing flowers, making it look beautiful, blah, blah, blah. The backyard, we were turning into a garden so we can grow our own food. Unfortunately, I was the only one who was doing it at work, so I had to grow food that pretty much took care of itself because I was an over-the-road truck driver. So, yeah, I had to grow food that took care of itself. Grew, you know, only needed watering, you know, once in a while when I was home. Only needed weeding once in a while when I was home because nobody, the kids wouldn't weed. My ex wouldn't weed. None of them would take care of the garden. So it was all on me. Of course, they would eat from it, but they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't produce, which was a headache, but, you know, I loved them, and I did what I had to do. It all ended up falling apart in the end anyways, but nonetheless, it's because I give too much. But anyhow, food, transportation, shelter, and basic utilities. So, basic utilities, not only do you, you know, you can subscribe to their basic utilities, the system, but at the same time, start trying to establish your own basic utilities. Get some solar panels, get some batteries, get a power inverter, and start working on providing your own utilities. You can't do everything by yourself, but you can do a lot. So, yeah. So I said buy and grow your own food. He goes, that's fine. But long term, let's focus on the short term. Like getting out of debt. Well, like I said, I don't really have any debt. I just have my mortgage and my child support. So I do have an IRA. I did have to tap my IRA. But I do have one, and I'm rebuilding it. And I'm actually looking at once I get stable again, because my last employer ripped me off. So I got this job, which is a really good job. And there's backup plans, too. Like, if they take our base pay away from us, I can always go do a forklift or do something else that I can still make what I'm making now without the base pay. The trucking is my preferred. And I did so well on the forklift and the forklift training that they actually wanted me to do that instead of drive truck. So I definitely have a career path there. And I can always go trim trees. I can always drive truck somewhere else. I've got like 13 backup plans. So, but I hope to stay here. And if I can't drive truck and make you some money, I'll go do a different job here and make some money. So, anyways, after that, he pretty much called me and then we scheduled the podcast. So that, and now you know the rest of the story. So I just got dispatched. Let's see here, 44,000, 4070. I'm picking up frac sand, going to El Reno. No, wait. I'm picking up in El Reno. Okay, I've not been to this pad yet. So I'm going to say 10-4. I have not been to either of those locations yet. So bear with me. Thanks. Exclamation mark, happy days. So now I do my paperwork and my logbook. Blah, blah, blah. So it's now 10 o'clock or 10:15. By the time I get my paperwork done, it'll be almost 10:30. So I'm going to start. I do my logbook by 30-minute increments. So I'm going to start it at 10. go to 10:30 before I start driving. Of course, I did my pre-trip already at 5 o'clock. So let's see here, and our JSA meeting. So I'm going to put JSA/pre-trip inspection/paperwork. Okay, so now what I have to do is figure out where this well is and figure out where the place is that I'm going to pick up my sand, do my paperwork, and do my computer work because we got this new app that we have to do on top of everything else, and then take off. All right. So that concludes the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything including but not limited to Dungeons & Dragons. All right, party on. And we're going to do Ron Paul tomorrow. So call in tomorrow. We look forward to hearing from you. Okay, bye.